Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, welcome to the show. Yesterday I was talking about the feast days, the holy days of Scripture, and why it's important to keep them. And I did my best to explain, as believers, whether you're Christian or Jewish, if you believe in Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, we're supposed to be keeping the word of our Creator and following the example of Yahshua. That's what it means to be a follower of Him. He kept the days that we were commanded to keep. He had to, because if he didn't, it would have been a sin, and he didn't sin, he was perfect. And the scripture tells us to keep those days also. And there's some false belief now that, oh, that's done away with, or that's just for the Jewish people. That's not scripture. Scripture says we are to keep them. Our salvation comes from the blood of Yeshua alone, but our blessings come from following the word of our Creator. Hallelujah. So today we're going to hear from our friend Brother Jacob, and he's going to talk a little about more of the feast days and explain to you what they are right now. So here's Brother Jacob continuing our message from yesterday.
Thank you for this opportunity, Brother Paul. I do love talking about the feast and holy days, and the reason why it is very critical and very essential for Christians and whosoever call themselves believers to keep these feast and holy days is because they are all about our Messiah. It's all about Him. And it's the foundation that our Heavenly Father laid out for us about our Messiah, to celebrate Him, to get to know Him, to know more on what He came to do and what He is coming to do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I love the way you put it when you explain to people about the actual days and what they are. And as I tell people, you know, these things are not done away with. I mean, these things are so important for everyone that calls himself a believer to know, because it's his set appointed times, his appointments, his days. So explain to everybody, they'll understand more clearly how you do with the menorah behind you, because we have to understand the menorah, which was in the tabernacle, is the light of the tabernacle, and it's the light that we think about when we think about Yeshua, and it all goes hand in hand. When our Creator created everything, He knew from the beginning to the end, and the feast days and the appointed times were always part of His ultimate plan. So explain to everybody about this lampstand, this menorah, and how you so nicely explain about the feast days, because it's just amazing that they would have this article of furniture in the tabernacle, and also the feast days, and the scripture lines up with everything. So explain that.
Well, thank you, Paul. So this menorah that I'm holding up here, I use this. This is a very good tool for me to teach people about our Messiah. And it's these are shadow of good things that came and great things to come. And this was what lit the temple. By the way, as Israel, those who have faith in the blood of Messiah and desire to keep His commandments, this is our symbol. And if you notice that some menorahs have 9 branches, that's not the symbol. That's adding to this menorah. And some people that they claim that our symbol is the cross, I believe that's taken away from this. This is our symbol, and this is the menorah that lit the temple. This is the candlestick that lit the temple. So, but before we go on, I like to always ask people questions, that if our Creator took us out of Egypt, destroyed all our enemies, just put so much plagues on them, killed Pharaoh, brought us out of bondage, out of afflictions, and took us through the Red Sea and brought us to Mount Sinai, only to give us bondage to go to the Promised Land, it doesn't really make sense. This is how we celebrate our Messiah. And this you can find in the Bible. You can find all this in the Word. Okay? I start with Passover. And you can see when we were brought out of Egypt. And we had Passover. And Messiah came to fulfill the Passover. That's where you can see John prophesy that, behold, the Lamb of our Elohim, who takes away the sin of the world. And he was buried on unleavened bread. He's the bread of life, without any false doctrine, without any yeast. And then he rose on first fruit. He is the first fruit from resurrection and presented unto the Father. And so this came about. Messiah, people that were walking in the shadow of these days and observing it, they were actually able to witness the fulfillment of it. And then 50 days after the resurrection, 49 counting 150 means Pentecost, which Pentecostals don't even celebrate Pentecost, so they don't even know what they're doing. And you know what? It's not our fault that we've been lied to, and we've inherited lies through denominations and religion and churches, just like Jeremiah prophesied that we've inherited lies. So, and then moving on, this right here represents, you know, it's amazing that it's in the middle, right? Represents the Ruach. This was when the Ruach was given to us. And the Ruach has always been given to us. Remember at Mount Sinai, that was also Pentecost. But we stopped Messiah, which was Messiah giving us his Torah. It's him. There is only one Elohim, one creator. And, you know, then the Holy Spirit, same thing, came down and put the Torah in our hearts to guide us into all truth. So the rest that is yet to come, this is beautiful. These are very critical. It's very important that we celebrate this. And Paul, very soon we're going to be observing this, right? I mean, the first day of the seventh month is coming up in about a week. See, we keep our Creator's calendar. No matter what Pope Gregory in the 1500s did, that changed the times and the laws, which is why we say the Gregorian calendar. That is a man's calendar. That has nothing to do with our Creator. Okay, so in the seventh month of our Creator, which is coming up soon, we are going to observe the Day of Trumpets. Imagine that. Wow, what a way to usher in our Creator. What a way to usher in our King, our Messiah. And then the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah. You going to sound that shofar? Go for it. Go for it. Yes, yes. So yes. And can I say something about this day? Imagine if we are sounding the shofar all around the world. We're keeping this commandment. And people ask us, what are we doing? We're ushering in the coming of our Messiah. And then there's going to be a Day of Atonement, which is the Day of Judgment. We are already atoned for and by the blood of Messiah, but one day we'll stand before him and give an account. And we pray that the blood of Messiah covers you and all your sins are already forgiven. This is one day to take seriously. And then after that, beautiful, we're going to celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb. You see, everything's all about Messiah. Then we also start a new beginning on the great eighth day. We keep this feast right here for 7 days. And then on the eighth day, which is altogether eight, we celebrate the new beginning, So this right here is the shadow of Messiah. So when you walk in these shadows, the fullness of this shadow, the goal of this shadow, the end of this shadow points right to Messiah. You don't want to be in another shadow. And this is what's so critical. Please, I'm begging you, take it. Just hear me out. We have been sold lies. His shadow is not Christmas, Easter, Lent, Advent Day, All Saints Day, Good Friday, all that stuff. That is nothing. You won't even find those in the scriptures. But you can find this in the scriptures. And so that's why the devil wants you to call this bondage. And then including his Sabbath that would never change, that Hasatan tried to change the sun god day. Sabbath was mentioned 55 times in the New Testament, and the first day is only mentioned twice, and because of the resurrection day, we think that would change his Sabbath. He never changes. This is what we're inviting you to. Come and know the true, living, wonderful, awesome Messiah who never changes, who has laid it down for us. Come and celebrate this, because when he appears, you'll be in this shadow of this wonderful, beautiful feast and holy days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go hold that up again. Hold it up again. Real quick. Point to each one. The first one, say it. And the other one.
Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
Brother, I love teaching about this. With the fellowship group that we have, we love new people. We love to embrace them. We love we can go into a more detail and go through in line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Now, some people will fight you tooth and nails about lies that are not in it. They said Messiah came to change everything. Brother, if he changes anything, I can't trust him. If he goes against, if he calls the word of our Creator bondage, he's not the Messiah. So we got to watch out for what Paul told us, another gospel, another Messiah, masquerading as an angel of light. If it were possible, the elect would be deceived, but our pride wouldn't let. Right now, brother, I'm going to take this opportunity to call out some leaders that I know from across the world, like John Hagee, Paula White, Clifford Dollar, name some other ones, all those big names out there. Times Square Church, all you guys, all the people that I used to
basically any there, mega church out there,
any mega church. Do you want to do the greatest thing in the entire world of religion? Is to turn your entire worship and congregation that is actually vain worship, I apologize because I can't find what you're doing in the word, and start keeping his Sabbath and start keeping his feast and holy days, you by then are walking in spirit and in truth rather than lies. And I'm calling out to any other pastors, any local pastors, this is not something you get mad at. This is not to upset or to vex you. This is to say, come and worship in spirit and in truth. Lay down your traditions and religions. The ways of Yah are not traditions. The ways are, I call them Yahweh, Yahuwah. Some people say, Jehovah. But we know his name is Yah. Hallelujah. This is what we're calling you into. But if you think this is bondage, beware of your blasphemy. If you think this is done away with, beware of quenching the Holy Spirit. If you think this is void, beware of, even Paul said, should we make the law void because of faith? He said, Elohim forbid. We establish, we keep this, we bring it to meaning, we walk in it. And let me tell you something, all these are not fulfilled yet. This have been fulfilled, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruit, and Pentecost, fulfilled. You better be ready for this that are yet to come. Until the heaven and earth passes away, his word will not pass away. They stand firm. There's no Old and New Testament. There's only one Testament, one faith, one blood, one baptism, one menorah, one Yah, one King, one glory, one Savior, one. Hear, O Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yah, our Elohim, it is one, and there's only one people. We're called Israel. Those who have faith in the blood of Messiah and desire to keep his feasts and holy days, his commandments, his Sabbath, do it his way, not your way. Don't lean on your own understanding. And finally, when the smoke clears, when it's all done and done, there's only going to be one Messiah with his people called Israel, not Baptist, not Lutheran, not Pentecost, not Catholics, Israel. You better know who you are right now. Because if you don't identify yourself as his people and be set apart by these feasts and holy days, because this is what makes you holy. You are doing it differently. You're not of the way of the world. Come out from among them. There's only a remnant that's going to be saved. Just like eight people were saved, there's going to be a very small remnant. He's looking for those who worship in spirit and in truth, not in lies. Check with your pastors. They know these things, but they don't want you to know because they like taking your money.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you. Now, I want to call out people on an individual basis right now and let you know. I understand that it's unlearning the lies. We've been brought up, many people have been brought up to believe certain things in the church. They've been brought up to believe things, and they've been doing it so long that it becomes part of their life. And I know many of you purposely don't think you should be living against the calendar of our Creator, but it's just something you fell into. And I understand that me and Brother Jacob and a lot of other people, we didn't learn this the first day. We got this by studying the Word.
Absolutely.
And Yahweh opened up our eyes when he saw our heart to learn more. So what I'm calling you all to do on an individual basis, I would love to see big mega churches come to this truth, but on an individual basis, just ask our Creator to show you and
Amen.
Be open to it. And don't just deny it. Just ask him. Just say, you know, Father, you know, I don't know these things. And, you know, if I'm wrong or if these things are true, please reveal them to me and help me understand them more clearly. And the best way you're going to begin to understand that is to actually, without even thinking about it, because in the scripture it says some of the things he does goes beyond our comprehension or understanding, but we don't have to know why he asks us to do these things, but we know he asks us to do these things. And if you look in scripture, it says to do this. So just try it. Try it. Try observing the Sabbath every week. Try observing these feast days. If anything, just as an experiment. And just keep continually be in prayer with him. Is this something we should be doing? And let him reveal it to your heart. And now another thing is this, you know, some of you might be questioning because this only has 7 branches. And like when I grew up as a little child, I always saw 8 branches and I was always confused. Why was there 9 and why is there 7? Is this a Jewish thing or is that a Christian thing or a Hanukkah thing? And explain, Brother Jacob, why this is really the scriptural one and the other one is not. Explain why that.
Because it's biblical. It says in there to have 7. We can find what we're talking about in the Word. And you guys, this has nothing to do with being Jewish. No. This has nothing to do with being in bondage. This has nothing to do with Judaism. This has to do with us as his people who wants to worship in spirit and in truth. There's 7 spirits of our Creator. There's 3 feasts and 4 holy days. And then, you know, it's 7 means complete. Wow. This is so complete, you can't add to it. 7 is the number of perfection. So why would you want to take, why would you not want to do this? And like Brother Paul said, it's not, you know what happened, Brother Paul? I would honestly say I was such a good Christian. Brother, I was on Skid Row. I was performing miracles. I was casting out demons. I was helping get people off the street. You know, I still help people. I still do that. But I was so involved, and I was in the church. I partake in everything in the church. I just very involved trying to be the best Christian I can be. But I knew something felt missing. See, the closer you get to his heart, the more you realize that there's something missing. It just doesn't add up. So I started to cry and I started to pray. And I went fasting and praying. And that's when I had the vision that said, I am calling you out. I am calling you to holiness. I am calling you to my law. Brother, the word law that I hear has always been the negative. And so I start finding out the law means his instructions. But because we don't know the difference between the difference between law of sin and death, law of the Pharisees have their own law, yeah, and then and law of liberty, we group it all together and look at the word law is instruction is such a negative matter, and we throw it all away because of the lies of Hasatan. Law means it's instructions. You have instructions for your children. And you delight in your children doing your instructions. And it's that simple. So this 7 is so complete and so perfect. And let me tell you something. In the millennium kingdom, when we see his face, okay, we will be observing his things his way. His Torah, which is the first 5 books, which is the foundation. Listen, leave all the books alone. Even Paul tells us the qualification to read his letters. He said, I speak to them that know the law. So go back to the beginning. Learn those first 5 books, and then you can understand the rest of the entire book to Revelation.
Hallelujah. And thank you, brother. The last thing I want to say is, I understand the confusion. I understand what's happening. And I just want to let you know, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were not Jewish. And they still kept the feast days of our Creator. You know, we hear these different things. They weren't Jewish, and they still kept these things. And they were part of the Commonwealth of Israel. When the Israelites left Egypt, there were a bunch of Egyptians that left with them, and they weren't Jewish. But now that they're accepted into the Commonwealth of Israel and the family of Israel, they did as Israel does. And we are all Israel, if you believe in Yeshua, the wonderful Messiah. And, you know, let's, like I said, make that effort to just pray. Just pray and confirm everything in Scripture that we're saying here, and pray about it. And with a joyful heart, that we would come to know more about him. You know, not anything to do with, I'm upset I missed this all these years or anything. No, with a joyful heart, that this new revelation comes of how to get even closer to our wonderful Messiah and our Creator. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, Brother Paul, he's opening our eyes in these end times, because if you see everything that's happening right now, we can tell that the coming of Messiah is near, and he's looking for those who will worship in spirit and in truth. And when I first came to this knowledge, after being in Sunday school for so many years, and even teaching the Bible myself, I realized that I knew nothing. I realized I had to start from the beginning. So to encourage you, this is not to break you or to make you feel bad or to, no, this is actually to give you joy and say, wow, I am now getting to know my maker. I'm getting to know my Messiah, because he knows me. You know, he has his own favorite day. He has his own favorite celebration. He has his own favorite land. You know, even though the world is his and everything thereof, it's called Israel. His people are Israel. And do you want to be Israel? Then live like Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Act like an Israelite. This is who we are. Those who have faith in the blood of Messiah and are keeping the Torah. That is Israel. And this is our symbol. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited.
So everybody, thank you. Thank you. So just shut up the TV and the computers and your phones. Shut them off for a couple of hours, maybe even longer. And maybe even the lights, and just get to a quiet place and just speak to him and let him hear you, and just listen to him, because he speaks to you. And if you don't hear from an audible voice, open your word, because his word is him speaking to you. So anyone that says that you're not hearing from him, you're not reading your word, because his word is him. So we can go on and on about this topic, but we're going to end it here and invite you to put comments or questions below. Brother, thank you for joining us and for sharing this information and how your heart changed and your transformation. There's more videos on my website that talk about this, and we're going to be making some more videos that gets into more detail in each specific one of these holy days. And remember, that's a big difference. They're holy days, not holidays, not Hallmark holidays, but they're holy days. And as we break this down and get more into each one of these days of our Creator's calendar, we'll also make other videos, and there are some on my website already about the holidays and the Hallmark holidays and all the wider Christian celebrate Christmas and Easter, all these. It's already on my website, so we're not addressing that here as much in this video. I just want everyone to know that, you know, modern people that call themselves modern-day Christians, or even people that are Jewish, if you're following Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, then you have to follow him, and this is what he did. He kept the calendar of our Creator.
Before you close, because it's pressing on my heart, I just want to actually look in the camera. You know how those guys on TV do, look in the camera. Accept Jesus into you. Okay, so I plead with you, those who truly wants to know Messiah, this is one of the most beautiful things you can come to the knowledge of. So, like our brother said, he's not an author of confusion. And I just pray that we don't know it all, but this we know: his words does not return void, and his ways will be established forever. And I just want to ask you, please, don't shut it down. Like our brother said, pray, ask about it. This is a matter of life and death. You don't want to find yourself in the shadow of the Antichrist, because if he appears, he will match everything that is none of him. But the true Messiah will match his Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles, worshiping in spirit and in truth. God bless you, and open your eyes.
Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. And a great way to get started with the most common day of them all is the Holy Weekly Sabbath, which is on Saturday. Once you start keeping Saturday, your eyes opened up. The Holy Sabbath of our Creator. And I have videos discussing the importance of the Sabbath, and that is one of his important days as well. So start off with the Sabbath. Be open to every Saturday. Stop messing with the world and start getting with our Creator's calendar. Somebody, so there you have it. That is answering the question, is it important for modern-day Christians to observe these holy feast days today? And remember, it says here in Deuteronomy 5:29, it says, "Oh, that they were such in heart in them that they would fear me and keep my commandments always, and it might be well with them and with their children forever." It might be well with them and their children forever. And Philippians 2, verses 12 to 14 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Yahweh which worketh in you both to will and to do the good pleasure. Do the things without murmurings or disputes." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator for these blessed days he's given us, for this wonderful opportunity to draw closer to him.
Okay, everybody. There was the message about the holy days of our wonderful Creator and about how we are commanded to keep them, and we should have a desire to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Now, this message is airing right now, but it's being recorded a few days before Passover. So hopefully some of you are going to my YouTube channel and you've already seen that it's Passover. This message is airing after the Easter. A lot of people sometimes say, well, Easter is the a replacement of the holy days of Scripture. If you look at the history of what Easter is versus the holy days, the Passover is all about our Messiah. Easter has nothing to do with him. And so, you know, it's scriptural, folks, what I'm telling you. Look it up for yourselves. Don't just take my word for it, you know. But a lot of our eyes are closed to this because of the deception of the enemy and because of our hard hearts. We don't want to know the truth. We don't want to take responsibility for doing what we're called to do and follow our wonderful Messiah. But the scriptures say, there will be many who'll say, "Get away from me, I did not know you, I do not know you." And we don't want to hear those words. If you call yourself a follower, a believer, follow him and do what he tells you to do. It's not difficult to figure out and understand, but to put it into application is hard because we've been so brainwashed to think for all these years that we don't need to do that. That's done away with. That's just for the Jewish people. That's a Jewish holiday or holy day. That's not what the Bible says. It's not what the Bible says. Passover is to be a remembrance for those of you that believe in Yahshua, Jesus. And yes, there are Jewish people like myself that believe in him.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 and serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties.
Good afternoon. Thank you and your staff for your excellent work podcast broadcasting Christian music and gospel messages all day long. I really appreciate